Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Glorilla, and you're listening to the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Let's go!
Just envision this, okay? You are halfway to school, work, wherever it is you're going, and you realize you forget blank. What are you turning around for? Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And this happened this morning. And
I'm the inspiration to Dana's topic here.
I told him before we left the apartment, I said, don't forget your cafecito. And I said it just like that, happy, because we were stressed. Walk out, get into the car, go all the way down, leave the garage. We are a block away. And mind you, we live on a 17th floor, so
it is an adventure. Time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I said, you forgot your coffee. And he just looks at me and he looks so defeated. I said, let's go back.
All I thought was, I was like, I'm going to have to drink office coffee today. And I was okay with it. And then Dana was like, nope, turn around.
I said, you're going to have a bad day if you don't turn around. He took a deep breath and he freaking went the wrong way on a one way twice to go back for his car.
It's the middle of the night. Nobody cares.
It's one of the craziest things you ever said, Automatic.
I was going to say, everybody cares, Otto. Jeez.
But Data, on behalf of me and Jack in the studio, thank you for turning around and getting Automatic's coffee. Because we do not want to have to deal with the sassy pants, Automatic, and his office coffee endeavors this morning.
He's already
imagine
moody
if I would
enough.
Not been able to have, like, Dana puts a little, I don't know what she puts it in. I call it the fresa. It's like a little strawberry flavoring
little
in my
strawberry
coffee.
Strawberry flavoring. You have to
and
have
And I
that.
Wouldn't have been able to have that here at the office. I would just had, like, plain old just chalky
office
coffee.
Nasty, not cleaned machine coffee. Not good.
Yeah. I knew when Dana presented this topic, it was going to be something around coffee or coffee creamer.
Honey, when I could only buy creamer at one store, I would travel with it. I would pack it up. If we had to fly somewhere, I was traveling with my creamer. It has to be
She's
like...
She's not lying. Dana flies with coffee creamer.
I do, because go certain cities and they don't have what I need. My abuelita, my butter, I think it's butter cookie. I don't know. Anyway, I've got to have my coffee creamer.
Dana's a very strong, independent woman who does everything for her own and built a lot of her own stuff and very rarely asks for help. But if there's a city you're going to and there's a coffee creamer she needs...
I'm like... Grab it. I've been known to shop on eBay for creamer. Yeah. I'm not even kidding. Yeah. All right, so we have Sophia on line one. Hi, Sophia. Have you ever turned around for something?
I did this one summer. I was going to summer camp, and I forgot to grab my water bottle. And as you know, it's hot, and it's like mid-July. So it was absolutely burning, and I had to borrow a water bottle from the camp, which...
No.
Kids and how attached they are to their water bottle.
Kids, have you seen the way the women hold on to the Stanleys, Adam? What are you talking about, kids?
I guess I just think of it because my daughter is so attached to her water bottle and she will not go anywhere without it.
Sophia, as this man sits here and judges you, we had to turn around this morning so he could get his Yeti, honey. So please don't let him tell you anything, Sophia.
Mine has coffee, not water. Okay?
It doesn't matter. So you would definitely turn around for your water bottle?
Definitely. I'd make my dad turn the car around, and then we'd drive back. And sometimes, this is a rare occasion. I don't do this a lot, but sometimes I'll forget my glasses. I think I did that one morning when I had choir.
Yeah.
I forgot that. Dad, this is the one thing I need. Turn around now.
Yeah, well, the glasses are important. We have to be able to see, Sophia, in the world we have to be able to see. All right, so what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is National Sloppy Joe Day.
Oh, right.
Love me a Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe, the best word at school. That's the only way I got him.
I think the... was the last time I had a Sloppy Joe was elementary school.
We should go visit somebody's elementary school so we can have one.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Khalid, and I'm inside the Dana Cortez Show.
Carmen Mejia is the name of the woman who was wrongfully convicted of taking her 10-month-old baby's life 22 years ago. She has finally been exonerated. So let me explain to you what happened. She rushes her baby to the emergency room. Carmen at the time speaks no English. Her baby is suffering from third-degree burns on 90% of his body.
Ooh.
Her daughter had immersed the baby in scalding water in the bathtub to bathe the child.
Oh my gosh.
Well, the water was so hot. We're talking about a newborn skin. Once the baby started screaming, Carmen runs over there, pulls the baby out, takes her to the ER, and she was in prison for life. Now, she has been exonerated through evidence, through further testimony. In fact, there was a bailiff at the first trial who showed up at appeals court to state, I know this woman is innocent.
I felt like something was wrong when I saw the dad of this child that passed away. When he asked this lady, where he had the opportunity face to face in court, why did you do this to my son, in Spanish? The lady picked up her head and looked at the man eye to eye and said, I did not do this. At that point, I felt like she was telling the truth. My whole thing and this reason that I'm here is to try to make something right that went wrong.
There was a huge language barrier at the time. And the daughter who had bathed the baby is a child. So she doesn't make a good witness, right? During this time. Can you imagine 22 years of imprisonment? Now, Carmen's attorney also spoke out. Obviously, everybody's very happy she's finally free.
She should have been able to reunite with her children who were taken from her 20 years ago. Miss Mejia has achieved what is almost the impossible by demonstrating her innocence and obtaining an exoneration.
So she said should have. She is free now, but because of her immigration status and this wrongful conviction, ICE was also involved. Now, she is free at this time and is awaiting pending court for immigration status. She was here legally, everything, but because she was convicted and it's been overturned, there's a lot of muddy water here. Now, the DA is even apologizing, too.
On behalf of the office of the Travis County District Attorney's Office, I am so sorry. You were wrongfully prosecuted and you are innocent. We have a responsibility to vigorously fight for innocence, to make past wrongs right, and to fight injustice in our times. As your fight for justice for Carmen moves into our broken immigration system, we are committed to support you. We call on federal officials of good conscience to do what is right.
We're sitting here talking about this. You know, a few minutes have gone by. The woman lost 22 years of her life.
That is shocking.
Not only did she lose 22 years of her life,
she lost her son.
Her baby died. She wasn't allowed to grieve, and she lost her daughter. This was an accident, and everybody's family fell apart because of it.
I had a similar situation to this growing up. My good friend, I mean, pretty much call him a brother. His name's Aaron Esavio, is what we call him. His mom was going to bathe him in the bath, and she didn't realize how hot the water was. He was about 3 years old. She lowered him into the water, and it burnt the inside of his thighs.
Oh my gosh, Otto.
So he ended up having to be airlifted.
So he had third-degree burns and everything, similar to this.
And it did end up tearing his parents apart. But, you know, he survived from it. They found out it was 100% an accident. Of course, his dad never really did give his mom that grace.
The grace.
Yeah.
But it was an accident. And she's a mother. Think about this. She pulled the baby out. A child bathing another child is not going to have the wherewithal.
And that was one of the things his dad always said was like, I can't believe how stupid you were to put him in there.
Oh, come on. It was an accident.
Oh, my God. Dang.
But I understand as well that he's angry at the time, but you have to get accidents happen. Even when it's your own child. Now, we don't have her name, and I'm assuming they're not releasing it for safety purposes, but Carmen Mejia's daughter, the very daughter that bathed her little brother, is speaking out as well.
After more than 20 years of separation, all we are asking for now is the chance to be a family.
She wants to be with her mom again.
Is there going to be any kind of financial compensation? Because if you spend 22...
There always is. Yeah. There is always compensation from the state. But that's not going to make up for 22 lost years and her entire family being torn apart. All I want is for her to be able to remain here and establish a beautiful relationship with her daughter that she lost out on.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's time to play Who's Lying? Woo!
Why are you always lying?
All right. We have Jennifer on the line. Jennifer, let's do this. Okay, here's the deal, Jennifer. We want to be your new favorite morning show. In order for us to do that, you need to get to know who we are. So myself, Dana Cortez, my husband, DJ Automatic, and our best friend, Anthony A., will tell you a story about ourselves. If you guess who's lying, you win free DCS merch, either a hoodie or a t-shirt. I'm going to go first. So Jennifer, I don't know if you know this or not, but I had absolutely no intention of being on the radio. I didn't go to college. I was a young mom. So I had to get to work. And when my ex started having a relationship with an on-air personality, it led me to radio. I mean, I was just kind of a weird, too long for Who's Lying, but that's true. I got a job in radio and I thought, what? I'm going to get paid to talk? Oh, I'm going to finesse this into a career. And 20 years later, baby, here I am.
DJ Automatic, I actually always wanted to be in radio. I went to the ASU Walter Cronkite School of Journalism. I majored in radio broadcasting. I graduated with honors and it ended up getting me an internship, which led me to meeting my wife.
There it is. Rest is history. Yo, what up? Anthony A. And I would say due to my learning disabilities and being dyslexic, I actually always leaned into public speaking and being a presenter in class whenever I got the opportunity, which led to me having a career in radio. And according to the IRS, I am a professional comedian.
Okay, Jennifer, if you can guess correctly Who's Lying, you win free DCS merch. Who's Lying?
The last one.
No!
What? Oh, it was actually me lying. I didn't go to school for radio. I did go to school, though. I graduated from college. It took me a little bit longer than most people, but it was not for radio. And radio found me after I was DJing at a Nas concert.
Yeah. Anthony A. Sparkles on his mind. He's really professional. Yeah.
I would never lie about this dyslexia. Trust me. My mom got the report cards to prove it. Shout out to all the individual learning plans out there.
Oh, my gosh. Jennifer, did you go to school, like, for what you worked? Did you go to college?
Well, I'm a hairdresser.
So you did go to school.
You went to beauty school.
Yeah.
I actually had my cosmetology license before I graduated high school.
My gosh.
So you knew what you wanted to do.
Well, and then I wanted to do a career change, and I went for criminal justice.
Oh.
What are you doing? Like,
I'm cutting criminals' hair?
No, criminal.
Otto, you are wrong for that.
No, actually, he's right. No, that's not what I do. I went back to doing hair.
Okay, yeah, the criminal justice thing, not as happy as making people feel beautiful, Jennifer.
She went back to being a therapist.
Yeah. Yes, basically.
Yeah, it's just not what it used to be.
Oh, my gosh. Jennifer, you made me smile. I want to thank you for making us a part of your morning and waking up with us. It means the world to me. We love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Y'all are great. Thank you so much. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Bye. Oh,
bye.
I wanted Jennifer to win. You know, maybe she'll win next time. You can always call in to play 877-730-DCS1.
This is Lotto, and you're listening to the Dana Cortez Show.
Cardi B is launching a hair care line. I am so here for it. I'm going to explain to you why I think she deserves this and why I'm probably going to use it. And we'll even hear from her talking about her real hair after Celebrity Birthdays, Anthony A.
Maroon 5 frontman Adam Levine celebrating his birthday, and the one, the only Queen Latifah celebrating her birthday as well.
Okay, so years ago, I saw a video of Cardi B showing off her real hair. Here's just a little excerpt of that moment.
It literally took 3 hours to take down. I ain't gonna lie, I haven't washed my hair like 2 months.
That hair is long.
Whoa.
That hair is flowing.
Did she just say she hadn't washed her hair in 2 months?
Yeah, she doesn't, because she had it up in braids and stuff. She had it up, you know, and that's how her hair grows. But Cardi's hair, the links, the amount of time, the effort, the research that she's done for years to grow that hair, because her hair is different, right? Her hair is more coarse. It's dry. I use products that were developed by an Afro-Latina. So obviously, I'm not Afro-Latina, right? But I bleach my hair. And so a lot of hair care products contain protein, which protein, if utilized on dry hair, processed hair, will make your hair break. So normal hair care for somebody like me, or somebody with, you know, black hair, with coarse hair, with very thick hair, can cause breakage, and that's why you can't grow your hair. So Cardi learned that. I learned that, too. I'm ready to try her products because I know she's done the research. They're called Good... What is it called? Grow Good Beauty. Grow Good Beauty, and it drops April 15th. I'm excited because you don't understand. Remember when I was losing my hair?
Is it going to replace her purple shampoo?
First of all, I don't use purple shampoo. I use purple conditioner that I create myself. You know this, Otto, because you saw me go bald.
I just know that the purple stuff is very important to you.
Very important. Well, because I bleach and I need it to stay cool.
I want that purple stuff.
What?
That, Yeah, I use Dana's purple
secret purple. Dana's secret purple stuff?
Secret purple. I could do my own hairline.
And it's not drinking her cup.
No, it's not the drink in my cup. So you have seen me, Otto, go through hair transition. Once I had our daughter, I started losing hair. Hormonal things happen. I have ball spots because I bleach. I was losing
hair. I don't remember
hair.
You ever having a ball spot.
Well, I did because I used to cover it. I have video of it.
Oh.
I mean, you weren't.
You hid it from me then.
I did. It was embarrassing. I didn't even want you, my husband, to see it. And through my own research, through reading, that's how I learned about the protein and everything else. I found the perfect for me hair system. If you want it, I will share it with you. I don't make any money or
your
anything.
Your hair has gotten a lot thicker.
Oh my gosh. Just hit me at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
And longer.
Well, Cardi B, a lot of people didn't believe it was her hair. They thought she was lying. But
I was
going to
say,
her.
I thought she wore wigs.
She does. She wears wigs too. She
with
does
all
for
that
fun.
Hair?
Yeah, you just braid it up and you put the cap on. Otto does not know about hair.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about hair, sorry.
And at the same time, Automatic has the most beautiful head of hair there is.
You really do. Show
and
it off.
And I cover it with a hat.
I know. And peep, show it off.
What? Nobody can see it. We're on the radio.
We'll upload video, Otto. Follow us at Dana Cortez Show.
If you want to see my beautiful locks, here we go.
Ooh,
I don't even know what it looks like because I had a hat on.
It looks like you had a hat on.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Zendaya is talking about her marrying Tom Holland, and we've got the audio. So turn the radio up and get ready for it. After celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We had Adam Levine from Maroon 5 celebrating his birthday, and an American icon, dare I say, Queen Latifah celebrating her birthday as well.
AKA Dana Owens.
Love her. Okay, is Zendaya married? She was on Jimmy Kimmel, and he asked her straight up. We've all seen these photos floating around. Looks like they had a wedding to me. Rocket a wedding band. Here she is talking about those pictures.
Many people have been fooled by them.
Yeah.
Well, I was like just out and about in real life, and people are like, oh my God, your wedding photos are gorgeous. And I was like, babe, they're AI. They're
That's
not real.
That's so crazy.
They're not real.
Faked out. We got faked out.
So she was never wearing a wedding band?
No, it's all fake. Fake news. Good for her, though, in just addressing it and moving on and not dwelling on it.
She's engaged, though, right?
Yeah, they're totally engaged. She's got a beautiful ring. I'm very happy for her and Spider-Man. I think they're going to be happy together. Talk about somebody, though, for me. And you know I've been such a fan of her since Shake It Up, Otto. Like, Zendaya to me.
Or Casey Undercover.
Casey Undercover. She's been one of those children that turned into a young lady, into a woman, and just been able to do it with such grace.
Yeah, she didn't have any crazy moments.
Nope.
She was definitely not a part of that Mickey Mouse Club that had like Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears and Ryan Gosling in it.
Ryan Gosling was fine. He's never done anything wild.
JT and Britney Spears have had some wild moments.
Yeah, they have.
There's a slew of those like Disney and Nickelodeon child stars who kind of went astray. I mean, also talk about everything that, you know, I wish them the best support, but everything Shia LaBeouf is going through right now is kind of wild,
gosh,
too.
It is.
But then, like, on the flip side, you also have successful people like Zendaya, and then also I think of Kenan Thompson, who back to Kenan Cal and all the way his career on SNL is another great journey as well.
I mean, Selena Gomez and Ariana Grande.
I think, let's be real with Selena Gomez. She's arguably the most successful. She's a billionaire. She has a
That's
makeup line.
She's a billionaire?
Oh, yeah. Rare beauty, honey. Alyssa Leo was wearing her lip gloss.
Oh, wait, Selena Gomez is a... I thought you were saying Ariana Grande was a billionaire.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, Selena Gomez is a billionaire. She has not had the fall off that a lot of people have. Has she had some ups and downs? Yeah, we've watched her relationship with Justin Bieber when they were just young.
She made Spring Breakers?
Yep. That was a good movie.
Okay.
She should have won an Oscar.
I feel like that was like her only career setback was
it
that
It wasn't
movie.
A setback. She did a great job in the movie. There was nothing setback about
it.
It
was just a bad movie. That's all there is to it.
I love that movie.
Do you know who's another actor that's done pretty well? Zac Efron.
Oh, yeah,
High
Zac
School
Efron.
Musical and Vanessa Hudgens. I think she's more of a mom, though, now, right?
Yeah, she's doing her thing. Also, I think Hilary Duff, too. And then we're taking it back here.
Oh, queen.
Do you remember Lizzie McGuire back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
This is so not okay.
That was during the Keenan days, yeah. So although we do focus, I think, a lot on the people that did, the child stars that didn't make it, there's a huge amount of kids that did turn into successful, well-adjusted adults as well. Who'd we leave off the list? Who are those Disney Nickelodeon stars that we left off?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The appropriate bathwater temperature for a baby is about 100 degrees. Shouldn't be hotter than that. Now, we're talking about this. We were discussing Carmen Mejia earlier. She was wrongfully convicted of taking her child's life. This was a complete accident. The baby was immersed in water that was scalding, which caused the baby's skin, obviously, to burn. And when you're a new parent, you just don't know things. I mean, it sounds, you know, like silly after you've had a couple of kids or whatever. I knew the things I knew because of my nana. She was really good at teaching me how to take care of my daughter. You have to understand, I was very young. So she made sure and talked to me throughout my pregnancy. When Kirsten was born, she would oversee what I was doing and how I was doing it. And she was just really adamant that I learn how to parent properly. Because accidents can happen. I mean, my goodness, I have so many scars on my face because of the people watching me, my theos. My uncles were like horrible. I have dog attacks. I mean, they're falling on fireplaces and tables and everything.
Accidents happen, and you know, parenthood is a journey where you're learning on the job. There, you know, there's no manual for it. When you're talking about the scars and, you know, different things like that, there was a point in my childhood where my mom had just got into her new medical field job, and we had the fancy insurance, and
Anthony,
so we got
the good insurance. Yeah,
we got the nice treatment at the hospital. And me, as a young kid, I was so infatuated with going to the hospital, I would constantly fake injuries.
Until
get that money's worth of that insurance. So
until I became the boy who cried wolf, because my finger actually was dislocated and partially broken. But for 2 weeks, my mom didn't believe me because I had wasted a year of her time going to the doctor for unnecessary things. And it wasn't until the nurse at my school was like, "Hey, Anthony's finger's pussing blood. Like, there's like,
oh my gosh!"
She was like, "Oh my god!" And then she took me, and then the doctor was like, "Yeah, he should have been in here a while ago." But my mom didn't know.
Just a little boy who cried wolf.
You remind me of our daughter, Ava Maddox. So she went to this school where, I don't know, it was a good school. I thought everything was fine. And finally, the nurse called me one day. When the phone rings and it's the school, you know there's something wrong. And I thought, oh my God, is she fine? And the nurse tells me, Dana, Ava cannot come in here anymore. I said, what? She comes in here
my dog
every day. She needs a Band-Aid. She needs some antibiotic cream. She needs this or that. Her knee hurts. I'm like, oh, she's just like her dad.
Which all stems from my mom, who's a hypochondriac. Oh.
And it's hard, so now I don't know if they're really sick or not. I'm like, because if anything is something wrong with me, I swear, I cannot say I have a headache. Because then Otto will be like, you know, my head hurts too. No, your head does not hurt.
I've been conditioned my entire life to believe that anything that's going on with somebody else could affect me.
And if I wanted to miss school, I better be darn near dying when I was little.
Oh,
you better get up and go to school.
That was how it became with my dad. My dad would be like, because I'd always call and be like, oh, I'm sick. You got to come get me. He'd be like, check his temperature. Go check the toilet. Did he really throw up?
Because if it's 100 or under, you're staying home.
Exactly.
He's got time for all
that. He's like, I'm not leaving this job to come see you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.